Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Gateways to Peace with Polly Wyrum. Polly is a gifted intuitive who helps you to have more flow, joy, and peace in every area of your life. Each week, Polly takes your calls for intuitive readings to help you open your own gateways to peace. Now, here's your host, Polly Wyrum.
Hey, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us. Hold on there. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me. So lots of stuff going on today, and I've already actually pulled some cards just for some kind of universal messages going on. But first, I'll introduce myself. I am Polly Wyrum, an intuitive and a life coach. So I combine those things. You can get reading from me, or you can also get intuitive coaching where I do life coaching, but I bring in messages also. And so the people that I work with really enjoy that because you get a little bit extra, get the bigger picture when you're getting your coaching. And so that's been very helpful for the people that I work with, and I love doing it. So my website is gatewaystopeace.com, and that's with the number two. So gatewaystopeace.com. And each week I like to give away a reading, and that always goes to the first person to contact me on my website. And what you do is you contact me on my website. I'll let you know that you're the person. And then all you have to do is make a donation to one of the charities on my site. I don't care the amount of the donation. It's really just putting the money into a charitable cause that I really believe in. And then I give you my time, and we figure out what's going on for you. So again, this is Polly Wyrum. My website is gatewaystopeace.com. And like I said, I just love to share messages with you. So I want to just share with everybody, and I'll say it probably two more times during the show. I've started a new show on Journey into the Light, and that is on, it's still a blog talk show, but it's on Journey into the Light. It's a spiritual show. So my show on Journey into the Light is at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Wednesdays. So 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Wednesdays, you can call in. But here's the thing. I'm also on Wednesdays, not tomorrow Wednesday, but after that, I'm actually going to have some really cool guests like astrologers. I'm going to have life coaches. I'm going to have different healers. And so when you call in, you'll not only get messages from your angels and guides, but you can also get maybe some numerology done, maybe some astrology. So I'm really excited about inviting guests that I trust and that I've worked with over the years. I'm super excited about working with them so that you get even more of your stuff, more answers coming to you. So I'm really excited about that. So that'll start. I am on tomorrow at Wednesday at 2. And then the following Wednesday is when I'll start having guests on. And then Thursday on Journey into the Light at 2 Pacific Standard Time, Max Ryan and I have a show. And that's Divine Messages. And that's when you call in and you get messages that come through Max and come through myself. And so like last week in an hour, I think we saw 3 or 4 callers because we take our time and really give some in-depth messages. So that's 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on Thursday at Journey into the Light. And then mine is on Wednesdays, 2 Pacific Standard Time, Journey into the Light. So enough of that for right now. Before I take the first caller, what we will talk about today is what we're grateful for, what we're happy about, what's going on in your life that you're grateful for, because I like to keep the energy up. And then the two cards that I pulled, and they're from two different decks. One is Adoring Virtue deck, and it's Ten of Water. And another one is a deck that I frequently use, and it's called Meeting Self Reflection Cards, and that's Shastra. And I've had this deck for a long time, and I didn't use it for years. And then my son started playing with it or using it like a year ago. And so now I use it all the time. So both cards actually indicate that now is the time to really trust your family life, trust your home, trust. So whatever your home, wherever your looks like, put more trust in that and allow yourself to almost take retreat in it. So if it doesn't feel good right now, maybe there's some things that you need to take out of your home to make it feel better, or maybe there's some things you need to bring into your home. But right now is the time to kind of be able to create in your home and feel loved in your home and feel secure in your home, because you're going to have lots of extra energy on that, supporting that, you know, in this time, this week, right now, I feel like right now is a great time to kind of work on bringing in that nurturing energy into your home and allow yourself to be nurtured, allow yourself to feel loved, because right now is a perfect time for that. And what's really going to be fun, so, you know, I'll pull cards and I'll get the universal messages for right now, but what will be really fun is when I work with an astrologer, like next week, to, you know, she may say, hey, right now, you know, the stars actually indicate this to be true. And so that's what's really cool, because I, you know, I've picked up the energy for 2016, and so it'll, you know, and I've talked about it, so it'll be really interesting to see what she, say the stars, are sharing for 2016 and see the correlation, because we all receive messages, but we all have different modalities. So I'm really excited about that. Okay, I'm going to take my first caller, which is area code 252-572.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Where are you calling from?
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Can you turn your radio down in the back? Because I can hear it echoing.
It is echoing, but I just stepped outside.
Oh, perfect. Okay. What's your name?
My name is Keisha.
Keisha. I think you've called in before, haven't you?
Mm-hmm.
How's everything going for you? First of all, give me the gratitude.
Oh, okay.
Two things you're grateful for.
Oh, two things. I'm alive, and the sun is out, and it's shining dead in my face. So that's confirmation of whatever is to come. So, and I'm grateful for those two things.
Hey, you know what? You're talking to somebody else who loves the sun. So if I have the sun in my face, I'm right there with you. That is validation of good things, for sure. I agree with you. Okay, so tell me what's going on.
Nothing. I just called in for a general reading, whatever you pick up on. I mean, everything is, you know, I don't know, whatever you pick up on.
Okay, I will tell you, actually, okay, I just pulled a card for you. So you actually, you are going to start feeling personally more energy, and I have to say it's like kind of good energy, almost like joyful energy, different energy than what you've been feeling. So this kind of good energy. So now you have to figure out how to release it and how to use it at your potential, because you still might feel like you're restricted. But you have this really good energy right now. Have you been feeling better the last few days, like happier?
I should not be, but yes,
okay.
I have been kind of, but it's been going on for the past couple of weeks. It's just been like kind of gradually picking up.
Yeah. You definitely have this, it's just like good energy that you've got. So you got to recognize it, grab hold of it, and somehow get out of the feeling of entrapment that you've got. So right now, make some really good decisions to support your good future.
Okay.
Which
sounds good.
Those good decisions need to be to allow you more freedom of choice, is what I'm hearing. So recognize that you have freedom to choose.
Okay.
Okay. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I do. Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Okay. Awesome. And you know, I'll just tell you something really fast, because I work with coaching clients, and so one of them, I've worked with him 6 or 7 weeks or something, and he's really seen a lot of progress, and it was so cool. I mean, yesterday he was like, he said, he was just like so excited because he's starting this new job, new career change thing. And he's like, I'm so excited. I feel like if I burst, I would just be a bunch of confetti. And I thought that was like a great thing to say. So imagine being super excited about life and embracing that feeling good and make those freedoms to get, or those choices to get more freedom into your life, okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
I think I'll do that.
Okay, enjoy.
All right, you too. All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, so that was, you know, it was really nice because I don't remember very, I remember her name, but very seldom do I remember, you know, messages or things that I picked up. Occasionally I do, like a picture or something. But it was really nice to see that she actually has right now, you know, we can say universal energy or whatever, that's really trying to pep her up and invigorate her and help her create some good changes in her life. Because sometimes it's hard, you know, if you're not feeling great, it's hard to get that energy, you know, that that makes you move things. And she has that right now, which, you know, if she decides to get some stuff done right now, it's a great time. She can do it. She can clean up her house, do whatever stuff needs to be done. It's a great time for her. So I'm hoping that next time I hear from her, I'm going to hear some that she's doing great and made some good changes. So, okay. So again, this is Polly Wyrum. My website is gatewaystopeace.com. Anybody that's interested in getting the reading from me and they just have to donate to the charity, if the first person that contacts me on my website, gatewaystopeace.com, and I'll let you know that you're the first person, then you donate to the charity and we arrange for the reading. Okay, my next caller is area code 478254.
Hi, Polly.
Hello, how are you?
I'm feeling pretty good, and I'm grateful for the family and support around me as I'm going through this difficult time with my relationship with my husband.
Excellent. I mean, not excellent that you're having troubles, but excellent that you're aware that you're supported. I love that. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Georgia. Okay. And what's your name?
My name is Debbie.
Debbie. Okay. Have you called in before? I don't remember you.
No, okay. I have not.
Okay. I love the fact that you are aware of, even though, you know, anybody that's going through marital stuff, that's a big deal. But I love the fact that you have support and that you're recognizing your support, because that's the first thing, you know, if you can recognize the good things, that's the first thing to moving into a better place. I mean, it's healing and it's all of that stuff, and it helps you from going into that really more difficult time. And the funny thing is, I'll tell you, Debbie, before I started taking callers and I was, you know, saying what I'm grateful for and just pulling cards for messages, I pulled twice Ten of Water, which is a contented and rewarding family life. So I pulled that twice and I reshuffled and I got it again. And so I, of course, say, okay, I know that that's for me also, but I think some of that's for you also, so, which is good. So do you have a question for me?
I do, and my niece also has a question, and her name is Emily, but I'll go first.
Okay.
Can you see what's going to happen with my relationship and where it's going to go from here?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so really interesting, and, you know, if you've heard me at all or if you've read anything about me, so I never, things that I see, they don't necessarily make sense to me, but together we'll figure it out. So interestingly, I see, like if you were to take a square and then turn it into four so that you've got four squares, but there's there's like big boundaries between them. So it almost, you could imagine like a plot, like a neighborhood plot type thing. And so I'm curious if you guys have talked about separations of houses, if it's been like separate. I'm also hearing anxiety of separation. So is it him that's feeling the anxiety with the separation?
He left in December, so I'm not really sure where his head at is right now.
Well, there's definitely anxiety. I'm hearing anxiety. You don't feel that way. I mean, you might, of course, you're going through a stressful time. You don't necessarily feel that way. But with him, I feel that there's anxiety issues. So was he, like, stressed out or something? Like, he definitely feels like he's stressed out right now. Was he stressed out before he left?
He's been really bad.
Well, because he almost feels like he doesn't have his, like, where he feels like he's losing his footing on the ground. Like, he feels, it doesn't feel good to him. Like, if somebody's really stressed out and they can't think clearly, that type of stuff, that's how it feels to me.
Yes, I think his lies are going to start catching up with him.
Okay, well, he just doesn't feel, I'll just use the word balanced for lack of a better thing. Like, he's not in a good place. He doesn't feel good. Like, I know he doesn't feel good, but I know he knows he doesn't feel good. And it's really that's a difficult time. Does he drink also? Is there substance abuse stuff?
I don't know. I don't know what he's doing.
I mean, to me, if something is just alcohol type stuff, it's not, I don't, alcohol, substance stuff. But here's the thing. Because he's going through something that doesn't feel good to him, so you have the opportunity, and you said that you've got support, so you have the opportunity to figure out what you want in your life, your ideal life, right? So right now he doesn't feel like he would be a good partner, but the thing is, if you love the guy and you you're committed to the relationship, just go for what your ideal life is and see what happens. I would focus on yourself right now.
That's what I'm doing. I'm just trying to see if there's anything there. There's a lot of hurt because he's really done some really bad things. And I don't know.
Pretty stubborn, and I also don't feel like he's ready to ask for forgiveness, or he's not, and even forgiveness of himself. Like, he's pretty stubborn, and he's not the type, people can go through, I coach people through divorce and all sorts of stuff. People can go through things like that, and the partner, the partners eventually come together and make peace with each other, typically. He's not ready to do that right now. Does that make sense?
When he's faced with the truth, will he even acknowledge it?
I think it would be difficult for him right now, but the thing is people change. And so that's not to say, this is where he is right now. That's not to say that in 6 months he won't be available to really talking to you and sitting down and talking with you. But right now he feels, I'm hearing, conflicted, and he just doesn't feel like he's, like, you're more open, you're more, we'll say, optimistic than he is. And so because you're more optimistic, you see more options, more viable options in life. You see more choices. He's not there right now. But that's not to say that he won't be, people change. And so one of the things that I tell people is, sometimes the best thing we can do is pray for people, because sometimes, you love somebody, but you don't have any way of really communicating with them. So you can pray for them. The other thing that I really believe in is imagine sending them pink light, like this healing pink light. And that really works. I also believe Mother Mary works a lot with family type stuff. So you just call in Mother Mary and just imagine Mother Mary's energy in your home, Mother Mary's energy around him, and see what happens. That brings change.
I'm just wondering if he's in the outcome. I just wondered if
I see where he is right now, and I'll tell you, there's a lot of, I just am looking where he is right now.
Okay.
But the big message for you is to work on what you want. like your ideal life, because you can't change him. And where he is right now, he's going to be there for a little while. Well, he's going to be there. So you, what you have to do is focus on you.
Oh, I have been. I have been.
Yeah. And I know that that's really difficult, but it's kind of, you know, that's just how I see him right now. I don't see him being, you know, open arms waiting for you, right?
Well,
or forgiving himself. And so that's what we have going on right now.
Yeah, I'm thinking about maybe going into another relationship, give it a little more time.
Give it a little bit more time before you go into another relationship, because I feel like this is a really good, you actually are almost, this is a good time of healing for you, and it's also a time of strength for you and figuring out what you want in your life. And you actually are going to, I don't know if you're here yet, but you are going to turn into being kind of stubborn about something also, like you want it to be a certain way. And you're holding back. And that almost feels like it's right now. Like there's something that you're being kind of stubborn about. I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Oh, I know what it is.
You do? That's good.
Because I want a certain thing to come out, and I'm not going to back down from it, because there's just things that need to come out, and I am not backing down. I'm pushing it forward to bring it to light. He really does need help. And
there you go.
And I'm really thinking I need to probably just move on.
Yeah, I would do that. I seriously would. Because here's the thing. I would move on, because that's not to say that, I mean, what you want to be is the best version of yourself, right? And so you will find... you will be the best version of yourself. And if he changes, if he, you know, sees the light or whatever we want to say, cleans his act up and he comes to you, then then it's your choice. But I agree. You need to focus on you and move on and do what's best for you.
That's my plans. I was just wondering if you had foresaw anything or picked up anything.
Pretty much to focus on you.
Yeah, sure. That's pretty much what you're where I'm at right now. But
perfect.
Hey, Emily. This is my niece Emily wanted to talk to you about her husband, Brian, if he was going to get another job.
Okay, sure.
Hey.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Okay. Take a nice big breath in and release. Tell me something good going on in your life right now. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just trying to think.
You're thinking. Okay.
Yeah.
What do you have going on in your life right now that's good?
I'm pregnant.
Good.
I don't know if I think good, but my husband thinks it's really good.
Okay, well, I'll tell you right off the bat that I'm getting with you guys is you're definitely there's definitely changes. And are you thinking about moving?
We already moved from – we've done moves like 3 times.
Yeah, because I see still a lot of movement. I see a lot of movement is what I see. So here's the thing. You can either decide, okay, where you're at right now, make the best of it, and you guys just need to – you know, put your feet down and start growing a fam, you know, start putting work into it, I would say. Or if you feel like, you know, give it 6 months, and if there's one other place that you feel is better because he actually gets a job and that takes him there, then go for that. But I think it's time to settle down, make some priorities, and, you know, get serious about living life. Especially because I just feel like there's this, you know, I see movement, and then you told me you've been moving. So it just feels to me like you've got to hunker down and do the work. So I would say if he gets, you know, so he lost a job, but if he puts out, you know, if he tries to get a job and he gets hired 30 miles from there or gets hired out of state or whatever, go for that. But then you guys have to really settle down and do the work. Does that make sense to you?
I don't know what you mean by do the work.
Well, do the work in terms of like, you know, prioritizing family, prioritizing having, you know, a home, prioritizing all that, you know, the stuff that you have to do once you, you know, once you graduate college or you whatever, you get a job, then all of a sudden you have to, and you have kids, you've got to prioritize having the stability. That's what I mean by do the work, is the stability. Does that make sense?
And when do you see him getting a job?
You know, I would say that he has, so it feels to me like it's hard for him to get the energy to put himself out there because it hasn't always turned out positive. So part of this is helping him turn around and see that he can do this. So totally support him on his ability to be successful.
All right. What kind of line of work do you see it being in?
Let me see what I can see with him in terms of what he's good with. You know, he's actually, he can communicate with people, but he definitely holds back. I see him where there's a counter between them. I don't know if it's like automotive or whatever, but he can definitely talk to people, but he holds himself back. He's not like showing his full potential. And so I feel, you know, just put his resume out, maybe have somebody else look at it, put his resume out there, but he has to really feel confident that he's capable of doing this and capable of making a change. So I would not limit. I would have him put it out there in all different ways. And if you're able to work right now, put yours out there and just know that together you guys can do this, but you have to be committed to it. You got to have the energy for it. Kind of like that first caller. I don't know if you were listening, but I told you, or I told the people listening that she has a lot of this really positive energy with her right now. Like, you know, like I know things aren't super easy for her, but she has a lot of this energy right now that will help her clean up her house. It's going to help her clean up her lifestyle. So you guys have to see that. You guys have to, you know, make a list of what you want and go for it and support each other and let him know that you're standing behind him and he can stand behind you. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Best of luck to you. You can do this. Just do it as a team. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay. So that was from Georgia, and definitely, you know, sometimes, well, frequently, you know, life brings us things that are unexpected. And I believe many times those things that come that are unexpected, they bring some good things with them too. We don't always realize it at the time, but from my life, I can totally say some of the best experiences in my life, some of the best things I currently have in my life came unexpectedly and in ways that at the time didn't feel so great. But they brought into my life what I needed. So that is absolutely, you know, I definitely believe in that. So this is Polly Wyrum. My website is gateways2peace.com. I just want to mention that this will be the last time that I do this radio show on this blog talk. I will be on Journey into the Light on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's Journey into the Light, and that is on a blog talk, so I'll be actually there tomorrow, Wednesday, so you can call in and get the same advice. And I'm actually going to start next week having different people with me, so you'll get numerology or astrology on top of intuitive readings, which I'm super excited about. Okay, so my next caller is area code 303-484. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
Good. I'm pretty good.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Colorado.
Lovely.
And I am grateful that I wasn't really thrilled that I had to move, but we found a home that's really nice, and it's in the close by to where I'm living, and my kids could go to the same school, so
nice.
It was a load off. So I'm grateful for that.
Oh, Excellent.
I'm grateful I get to work with kids. So.
Excellent. You know what's really cool? I'm glad that you said that because it was, you know, obviously you said that you weren't excited that you had to move, but then you found this better, and actually where you are right now feels good. So.
Oh, good. Yeah, my kid, my family, everybody likes it. I still love my place where I'm living now, but I'm happy. I can't complain. So,
I'll tell you something that feels funny to me, feels different to me, because the energy of the house, like where you are, the energy feels good, like it feels peaceful, and it's all about what I've been talking about today, is making the home nurturing, and it almost feels, though, interestingly to me, it feels, and this might just be because you haven't fully fallen in love with it, but it feels almost like it's facing the wrong way, or there's something about the way it faces something.
Yes, you're really good. Yes.
But that's
it's
what
like
it
a building.
Like
I don't know what kind of building. My daughter likes it. She's like, I like it, but it's, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's overlooking a golf course, but then there's a big building. It looks like a hospital kind of thing. I don't even know what it is, but it's okay.
But that's the thing. So it feels, I mean, that's literally what I was feeling, is like you didn't like the way it was facing or something. But the house feels good. The energy in the house feels good.
Yes, I felt that because I went to a lot of different houses that I didn't like. I'm like, oh, no, you're going to have to settle. And then when I went to this one, I'm like, oh, this feels good. Like, the energy feels good. Like, I could
it
live there.
It does feel good.
Yeah.
It totally feels good. And are you guys still bringing more stuff into it? Because I see stuff coming into it. I see, like, furniture stuff coming into
We're
it.
We're moving on Monday.
Okay.
So
perfect.
I'm hoping everything's going to fit in there. But
I see furniture
that's good.
Coming.
We're getting rid of things.
Okay, good. I mean, honestly, it feels, you know, the energy that I feel in it that I really enjoy is pretty peaceful.
Good.
So, you guys actually have, there's going to be financial change. Hold on. Let me back up there. So, there has been financial income type stuff. You guys still have the, it feels like you're still kind of struggling or holding on to it, like almost
mm-hmm.
like a tug of war with it.
Yes.
But, yes, I feel like even that, here's how I would handle that, is I feel like everybody kind of has to loosen the grip, because otherwise, when I say loosen the grip, I think loosen how you look, how it has to be divvied up, or loosen the grip of how it has to come in, or loosen your perception of it. Because if you don't, that's the strife, and that kind of I see that not being good. So if there's any way,
I don't understand. Could you clarify what that means?
Yeah. Well, I'll just tell you what I'm seeing. And then we'll talk about it, because I don't always understand what I'm seeing. But what I see is like it's money related, and I see like there's two people kind of tug warring on it, and I see, you know, eventually it's going to pull and be cut in half. But then you're both looking at, well, what do we do now? Because you've got your piece and I've got my piece, but that's not what we really want. So I feel like there has to be making, you know, come together and make amends of what you want to do financially. Does that make sense?
Not really, because we're like pretty much on the same.
Okay. Well, there's something
like we don't work together, but we're on the same playing field. I think we agree with each other on things. So,
okay.
I'm not
so
sure.
If something comes up where you guys agree on it, but there's somebody else that like this shift, and it's also, I have to tell you this, it also involves like a shift of money. So I don't know if you put it in a different account, but there's a shift of money. So, I mean, I guess the thing is, as long as you guys are agreeing with everything that's going on, because that's probably the most important thing. But I actually, it's really interesting, because I see like the money, like some type of financial, it could even be like a kid's college account type thing, but it goes into something and then it goes back out. So there's just like this shift. So
we are planning a big, like, we're Jewish, so we're planning a bar mitzvah, for my twins, and it's a lot of money. I don't know if that's what you're talking about. Like, I'm not sure. And it's a lot. It's just a lot of money.
Yeah, that could very well be it, because you know what's interesting, when it comes back out, you know how I see it is like the I see it coming down in like little circles, like you can even imagine like little silver or gold coins or something, and it comes out all over the place. And so that could definitely be it. You could be taken as like celebration type thing. So I guess the thing is just be at peace with your financial thing, and just make sure you and your partner are at, it makes sense to both of you.
It's a lot of money. I don't know. I mean, it doesn't, it makes, I would love, this is, I dreamt about having this for them, but then now it's like very, it's just a lot of money for us.
But you know what? Sometimes I feel like, well, I'm not the pragmatic one in my family. I'm the one that would be like, yeah, we're doing it. Because I'm very much
into my husband is, and I'm fine with it. I mean, I think that, like, my husband's very hopeful. He's like, oh, we'll just, you know, it will come back to us. You know, like, he doesn't, like, we have hope that, like, even though it's very struggling right now, that maybe down the road we'll financially be more successful. That's what we always hope.
You totally can. You've got to visualize it and imagine, like, I am all about another thing. All about blessing things. So, you know, if you guys decide to go all out, you don't have to. You could, you know, tone it down a little bit. But if you decide to go all out, you guys can just bless, you know, bless this event, bless this ceremony, and know that it's bringing in abundance in the future.
Okay.
So I really, really, really believe in that, because it's all about the energy that we put out there. So if you're blessing, you know, the other thing is knowing, because your house feels good, that's, you have that energy to work with. If your house didn't feel good, then you've got, you know, you've got something there that you've got to deal with. But your house already feels good, so you guys already have that abundance and that love. So now just welcome in more coming into your life.
Okay. But do you see anything with me? Because that's what I was really calling about, like financially. No. Do you see anything with me with changes with my career, with more money in it coming in?
And you could even do this by the summer. You totally can. I think this is part of the thing when I was saying that you're holding on so tight. So it's, allow yourself to be a little bit more creative. Like you're pretty, like it's kind of a frightful time for you. And so you're holding on pretty tight. Allow yourself to be more creative and look at different ways of making money. Because I feel that you totally can. And I also feel like things will be more fun for you. I feel like you're moving, like this summer is going to be more fun for you. And you actually find some things, and you're actually going to find some things that you feel, you know, that you're enjoying doing. And it almost surprises you. So that's good.
I don't know why, it's choking me up. That sounds good. That sounds great. So, yeah. I have no idea. Maybe that feels, resonates with me. Maybe that's why I'm feeling choked
up.
I hope that works. I feel choked up for some reason, and I don't know why, but maybe that's resonating with me.
Yeah, and it happens all the time. I actually, when I do readings in person, I do them in a boardroom at my husband's office, and I keep a box of tissues in there, because every time I take them out, I have to run down the hallway and get them again, because frequently when I'm with people, this is what happens. So it's good, because you are going to feel a sense of more peace.
Great.
For sure.
That's really nice. Well, that's good to know.
So you
are on a show. You're on a show with Max Ryan, because I watched Periscope and I fell in love with Max Ryan.
So Max and I do something on Thursdays on Journey into the Light. Thursdays at 2 Pacific time, and then on Thursday evening I join him on the Periscope. We do Divine Messages.
I'm gonna look out for you on there.
So he was just here in Alaska like 2 weeks ago, and then I go down to LA, and so we do things, we do our divine messages together. So we do stuff together, and he loves the Periscope thing, and that's, the radio is more my thing.
Yeah.
So
that sounds good. All right. Well, thank you so much. This is a really wonderful reading. Thank you.
Excellent. Many blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Okay. So that was really nice, and it's always confirmation. You know, I love, because I never know why I see the things the way I see, but it's really cool when she, you know, when I talked about the way the house is facing and she confirmed that. So it's really cool how, you know, and then because of that, we probably clicked, and then that helps her move some energy that, so she's going to start feeling better, which I love. So my website is gatewaystopeace.com, and that's with the number two, gatewaystopeace.com. And just so you guys know, this will be my last radio show on this blog talk, but please join me on Journey into the Light, which is, that's the spiritual network, and my show is on Wednesdays at 2 Pacific Standard Time on Journey into the Light. Okay, my next caller is area code 447, and then it's 447 and then 799. Okay. Hello.
Hi, Polly. Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you.
What's going on with you? I recognize your voice.
Yeah, we spoke a few weeks back, about 5-6 weeks back, yes.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you for asking. In terms of gratefulness, I'm grateful that I got in touch with a special friend after a good few weeks, and I'm looking forward to see her next Friday with some friends. And she's the person I have in mind in terms of being in a relationship at some point. Yeah,
perfect.
I'm grateful for
excellent. Very good. Okay, don't let that stop there. So I want you to pay attention to how you feel, because you definitely have feelings for her. So really pay attention to what you like about her, because so that you really recognize what you like and what you want in your relationship, in all wasn't she involved with somebody? Is that why I saw that she wasn't as available to you?
Yes, she still is, although emotionally she isn't, but otherwise she still is involved.
Okay. So I just want you to pay attention. And you know, the thing is she's definitely aware of you. Because I see her with like a circle around her, and you're on the outside of the circle. But she definitely she's definitely aware of you. So, and
mm-hmm.
You guys could very well have the talk or the talk about what's going on. So, you know, you have nothing to lose doing
that. Yeah.
So I'm going to pull a card for you, though. Okay. How's the job situation going for you?
The job is all right. I'm taking it easy, and then it pays decent money, but it's a bit junior role. But I am not letting that bother me. I'll give it some time and then see how it develops.
Good, because you know it will. I see
mm-hmm.
stairs. I see you going up, so it will. And I really also like your very your integrity. I like that a lot too. So
okay.
Just start paying attention to what you want, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can put forth a little bit more action, but I really like your integrity.
Mm-hmm.
So
thank you. I wanted to ask today, I turned, it was my birthday this Sunday, which went by. So do you see any significant changes coming up for me this new year? From a spiritual or from a worldly perspective?
Oh, I will pull a card on that. You know what? I just pulled a different card, and this was like before you asked me about your birthday. But I got the thing that it's balance, wait for perfect timing. So you are going to know, this is really good. So pay attention to perfect timing in your relationship, you know, in having the talk with your friend. And even in terms with work, because you are going to have opportunities coming up. So pay attention to those and have conversations, you know, so people know you're ready for advancement. But in terms of like spiritual development, spiritual stuff is coming up for you this year. Let me see what we've got going on. You actually are going through, I don't know if you're doing it right now, but you will be if you're not doing it right now. You're actually going through a, like a, almost like a life review where you're looking back a lot at stuff, but I feel like as you're looking back, it's almost like you're kind of floating. So you're not, you're looking back objectively, and this is allowing you to move forward. And it actually, you're going to be moving into a time of, I'm not, you know, I don't know if you're familiar with like the Buddha type stuff, but you know how they talk a lot about the non-attachment, like where you can, you don't get so attached to the outcome. You can look at things objectively.
Yep.
So it does that make sense to you? You are going to be moving into that phase more.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah.
Yeah. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it absolutely does. Yeah. But in terms of, but that still is aligned, or that would still be okay in terms of being in a relationship and starting a family if I want to.
Yes, because you know what? I love that you asked that question, because so I really believe that we're all here to learn about love, right? And we learn about expressing it. I'm all about love, and you do that with relationships. You have a family, believe me, you learn a whole bunch, and you can still be a very spiritual person and work and raise a family, and it puts you even more, I feel like, because I struggle with this all the time, or with this, you know, the question you just gave me, because it's so much easier to live, you know, a quote unquote spiritual life when you're by yourself, right? Because
mm-hmm.
you're not attached to as much stuff. But when you've got a family and you've got a career and you've got all this stuff going on, you've got a whole bunch more that you are dealing with. And so, yes, absolutely, you can still live a spiritual life, and you can raise your kids to be aware. And you can bring that in. I mean, yes, without a doubt, you can do that.
Yeah. I actually see it in this way, that there is nothing more spiritual than bringing children into this world and giving them the values that we would want to want them to have. And then it's like bringing love into this world.
Yes, I am so in agreement with you, because for me, it's really, you know, I pray for humanity, for us to all have awareness and, you know, awareness and love, you know, and respect. And for me, it's really important with animals and environment and just everybody. And so absolutely, the way we live our life and make a difference, and if we can raise our kids or whoever's paths that we cross, if we have the ability to just change, put one concept of peace in their life, is amazing. And so I totally believe that.
Mm-hmm. Do you see me being able to have a family with this person if I am in a relationship with her?
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I pulled a card for you, and it's actually a celebration, a wedding, graduation, a birth announcement. And it also says need to have more fun. So here's what I would like you to do. You definitely have that in your future. But I would put it out there and say, you know, what you recognize, you know, so for yourself, recognize what you love about her, right? And what she brings into your life, and be honest with her. And so if she can't give you that, if she's not available or will never be available, you will find another person that brings in those qualities that you want. But you don't want to wait forever if she's not ever going to be available, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So you have that conversation with her. Just be honest. I know it's a challenge, but you're up for the challenge. It's a new year.
I am. Thank you.
Okay. Many blessings to you. And thanks for calling in.
Thanks for the reading. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Super sweet. I really love his energy, super, super sweet. Very, very nice. So very humble is the word I would use describing him. He is very sweet. So I probably, what time is it? Yep, I've probably got time for one more call. I'm just, as always, want to say thank you for everybody that calls in. And my website is gatewaystopeace.com. And my next caller is area code 229516. Hello.
Hello. Hey, thank you for taking my call. This is Melvin.
Oh, Melvin, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you today?
Good. So, Melvin, do you realize that you called me on the Journey into the Light, like, last week, I think?
Yes. Uh-huh, I'm aware.
Oh.
Yes, ma'am.
And you know what's really interesting? Because you called me on this show, I don't know, a few months ago, and I remember talking to you, and I remember, you know, and I don't remember a whole bunch about people, but I remember talking to you, and you said that you lost your son, and I remembered that. And then I also said that I felt like, you know, you were involved in, like, a church or some type of organization like that were really supportive of you. And now I find out that it's really probably it's the network, you know, the Journey into the Light network that raised money for you. And, you know, you have their love and support. Really nice.
Oh, yeah. Yes, they did a great job. Michael Long set it up for me. He did a great job. And I go to his show almost every night as a guest.
Yeah, that was really nice. And on his show is when I'm going to start having, so not tomorrow, but the following, every Wednesday afterwards, I'll have guests. So I'll do my intuitive work, but I'll have different guests that do numerology or astrology or whatever. So I'm excited about
that. That'll be great. Yeah, that'll be great. Yes, ma'am. Yeah.
Okay. What do you have going on?
Well, I just wanted to ask you about a friend that I just met on my new job, and her name is Denise. And
we lost him. Okay, that's too bad, but he'll call me in tomorrow on my other show. Okay, so I have time for one more caller, which is going to be 678-471. So 678-471. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Yay, I finally made it in.
Did and it was by because his call was dropped. So you got.
I see. yes, my name is Gina. First time calling.
Okay, Gina. You know what's really interesting is you absolutely are supposed to be making this call right now because I did a show. I did an intuitive show on locally on Sunday night, and when I was waiting. I was hearing the name Gina. And so I was like, when I had the people I was doing readings for, I said, is there Gina? So there's somebody that's passed that wants to give a message to you.
Oh,
so I'm glad you made it in. And this happens.
Great.
It happens all the time where it's going to be within the week. I know this person's going to call in. So I feel that this person that wants to leave a message or get a message for you is male, and there was something, there was like a separation. So I don't know if he was separated from his wife or there was like a separation, but he feels like he's still connected to you. Like that, so this, him and, I don't, you know, it could be father, grandfather, I don't know, but he feels still connected to you, but there was a separation between him and somebody else. Does that make sense to you? And it was a female. You know who this is?
I'm not sure. It could be my grandfather.
Okay, what was the relationship like with his wife, with the grandmother?
I know they were separated, but they they eventually got a divorce and everything because he remarried. Someone else before he passed, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is him.
It was not a good relationship. It was abusive.
Yeah. So he wants you to know that he's with you. Because, and one of the ways that he could show me is the separation between him and your grandmother.
Okay.
So now I want to see if there's something else, because, which I'm sure that there must be since he started coming to me on Sunday. I know, it's funny how that works, right?
I know.
It is. And I actually have to hang up at 1 because I've got an appointment at 1. So, which is, I'm Alaska time. So I've got 5 minutes to figure this out and you can ask me a question. Okay. So there's something about you. I see you sitting down at a table. I'm assuming it's you sitting down at a table and you're drawing like cartoons, or you're drawing some type of character type stuff. Does that make sense to you? Is it you that does that?
No. Mm-mm.
Do you do that, Gina?
No. Mm-mm. No.
Do you know anybody that does that? Like they do artwork.
You said like cartoon characters, right?
Well, it's art. I mean, I'm seeing it, I'm seeing it in squares, but it's art. So if they're doing some type of art, or are you creative right now at all? Are you doing anything creative?
Yes, I'm doing something creative. Plus my daughter, she draws characters sometimes.
This is for your daughter. There's something about, there's a link between your grandfather and your daughter. So there's something about your daughter, and your daughter is actually, I feel like, will be very good at what she does, because she's, and your daughter, does she have something going on with her, we're going to run out of time, but does she have something going on with like her heart, her chest, her breathing type stuff? Is there something going on with her? Like, does she have a cold?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay.
No.
Well, she might, but your daughter, I feel like, your daughter's actually intuitive also. Your daughter can pick things up, and your daughter, I feel like the stuff that your daughter does is actually, there's more to it than what you think there is. Like, it's actually kind of like a healing process for her, and she is intuitive. Like, she picks up things and feelings and stuff around her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Give me your question really fast and I'll.
Okay. All right. I am currently looking for work, and hopefully something will come in very soon for me. What do you pick up for employment?
Okay. Have you put out something recently, like 2 days ago, or you're doing something in 2 days?
Not in 2 days. Well, I did last week. I did a drug test for the post office.
Oh, good. Okay. Do you want to work there?
Yeah. I do.
Okay. Keep looking. Keep searching is what I'm hearing. Keep looking. Go, go, go. So you will find something. Here's the thing. Put lots of energy out for it. And I'm also feeling, I'm hearing methodical. But Gina, this is what you can do. I'll give you like a free, because of my next appointment's here, I'll give you like a free 20-minute reading if you want. Go to my website and contact me, okay, since we're having to cut this short. So go to my website. It's gatewaystopeace.com, because I also want to see if there's something more from your grandfather, since I was picking that up earlier a few days ago.
Okay.
So go to my website.
I sure. All right, thank you.
Gatewaystopeace.com with the number 2. Okay, so I just want to
thank
everybody. You're welcome. I want to thank everybody for calling in. So from now on, join me on Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and that's when I will be on Journey into the Light. So that is when you will start seeing, that's where you're going to find me. So thank you, everybody, for calling. Many blessings, and I hope to see you on Journey into the Light. So thank you, and we will talk tomorrow, I hope.